we bring you Living Proverbs, the old, old message in modern language. We begin our reading with Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1. Happy is the man with a level-headed son, sad the mother of a rebel. Ill-gotten gain brings no lasting happiness, right living does. The Lord will not let a good man starve to death, nor will he let the wicked man's riches continue forever. Lazy men are soon poor, hard workers get rich. A wise youth makes hay while the sun shines. But what a shame to see a lad who sleeps away his hour of opportunity. The good man is covered with blessings from head to foot, but an evil man inwardly curses his luck. We all have happy memories of good men gone to their reward, but the names of wicked men stink after them. The wise man is glad to be instructed, but a self-sufficient fool falls flat on his face. A good man has firm footing, but a crooked will slip and fall. Winking at sin leads to sorrow. Bold reproof leads to peace. There is living truth in what a good man says, but the mouth of the evil man is filled with curses. Hatred stirs old quarrels, but love overlooks insults. Men with common sense are admired as counselors. Those without it are beaten as servants. A wise man holds his tongue. Only a fool blurts out everything he knows. That only leads to sorrow and trouble. The rich man's wealth is his only strength. The poor man's poverty is his only curse. The good man's earnings advance the cause of righteousness. The evil man squanders his on sin. Anyone willing to be corrected is on the pathway to life. Anyone refusing has lost his chance. To hate is to be a liar. To slander is to be a fool. Don't talk so much. You keep putting your foot in your mouth. Be sensible and turn off the flow. When a good man speaks, he is worth listening to. But the words of fools are dime a dozen. A godly man gives good advice, but a rebel is destroyed by lack of common sense. The Lord's blessing is our greatest wealth. All our work adds nothing to it. A fool's fun is being bad. A wise man's fun is being wise. The wicked man's fears will all come true, and so will the good man's hopes. Disaster strikes like a cyclone, and the wicked are whirled away. But the good man has a strong anchor. A lazy fellow is a pain to his employers, like smoke in their eyes or vinegar that sets the teeth on edge. Reverence for God adds hours to each day. So how can the wicked expect a long, good life? The hope of good men is eternal happiness. The hopes of evil men are all in vain. God protects the upright but destroys the wicked. The good shall never lose God's blessings, but the wicked shall lose everything. The good man gives wise advice, but the liar's counsel is shunned. The upright speak what is helpful, the wicked speak rebellion.
May richer fall. test me through pain. I cannot close my heart to thee. I trace the rainbow through the rain and feel the promise is not vain, that morn shall cheerless be. O cross that lifted up my head, I dare not as to fly from thee. I lay in dust thy glory dead, and from the ground there blossoms red, like that shall end.
Lord hates cheating and delights in honesty. Proud men end in shame, but the meek become wise. A good man is guided by his honesty. The evil man is destroyed by his dishonesty. Your riches won't help you on judgment day. Only righteousness counts then. The upright are directed by their honesty. The wicked shall fall beneath their load of sins. The good man's goodness delivers him. The evil man's treachery is his undoing. When an evil man dies, his hopes all perish, for they are based upon this earthly life. God rescues good men from danger while letting the wicked fall into it. Evil words destroy, godly skill rebuilds. The whole city celebrates a good man's success and also the godless man's death. The good influence of godly citizens causes a city to prosper, but the moral decay of the wicked drives it downhill. To quarrel with a neighbor is foolish. A man with good sense holds his tongue. A gossip goes around spreading rumors, while a trustworthy man tries to quiet them. Without wise leadership, a nation is in trouble, but with good counselors, there is safety. Be sure you know a person well before you vouch for his credit. Better refuse than suffer later. Honor goes to kind and gracious women, mere money to cruel men. Your own soul is nourished when you are kind. It is destroyed when you are cruel. The evil man gets rich for the moment, but the good man's reward lasts forever. The good man finds life, the evil man death. The Lord hates the stubborn, but delights in those who are good. You can be very sure that the evil man will not go unpunished forever. You can also be very sure that God will rescue the children of the godly. A beautiful woman lacking discretion and modesty is like a fine gold ring in a pig's snout. The good man can look forward to happiness, while the wicked can expect only wrath. It is possible to give away and become richer. It is also possible to hold on too tightly and lose everything. Yes, the liberal man shall be rich. By watering others, he waters himself. People curse the man who holds his grain for higher prices, but they bless the man who sells it to them in their time of need. If you search for good, you will find God's favor. If you search for evil, you will find his curse. Trust in your money, and down you go. Trust in God and flourish as a tree. The fool who provokes his family to anger and resentment will finally have nothing worthwhile left. He shall be the servant of a wiser man. Godly men are growing a tree that bears life-giving fruit, and all who win souls are wise. Even the godly shall be rewarded here on earth. How much more the wicked? To learn, you must want to be taught. To refuse reproof is stupid. The Lord blesses good men and condemns the wicked. Wickedness never brings real success. Only the godly have that. A worthy wife is her husband's joy and crown. The other kind corrodes his strength and tears down everything he does. A good man's mind is filled with honest thoughts. An evil man's mind is crammed with lies. The wicked accuse, the godly defend. The wicked shall perish, the godly shall stand. Everyone admires a man with good sense, but a man with a warped mind is despised. It is better to get your hands dirty and eat than to be too proud to work and starve. A good man is concerned for the welfare of his animals, but even the kindness of godless men is cruel. Hard work means prosperity. Only a fool idles away his time. Crooks are jealous of each other's loot, while good men long to help each other. Lies will get any man into trouble, but honesty is its own defense. Telling the truth gives a man great satisfaction, and hard work returns many blessings to him. A fool thinks he needs no advice, but a wise man listens to others. A fool is quick-tempered. A wise man stays cool when insulted. A good man is known by his truthfulness, a false man by deceit and lies. Some people like to make cutting remarks, but the words of the wise soothe and heal. Truth stands the test of time. Lies are soon exposed. Deceit fills hearts that are plotting for evil. Joy fills hearts that are planning for good. No real harm befalls the good, but there is constant trouble for the wicked. God loves those who keep their promises and hates those who don't. A wise man doesn't display his knowledge, but a fool displays his foolishness. Work hard and become a leader. Be lazy and never succeed. Anxious hearts are very heavy, but a word of encouragement does wonders. The good man asks advice from friends. The wicked plunge ahead and fall. A lazy man won't even dress the game he gets while hunting. But the diligent man makes good use of everything he finds. The path of the godly leads to life. So why fear death? We have been reading Living Proverbs, the old, old message in modern language. We've read Proverbs chapters 10, 11, and 12. Now here's a special invitation to join us the next time we come your way with Living Proverbs.